So what did we see in the sugya? We have the Mishnah that says that there's a din of knas both by chayvei lavin and by chayvei krisus. The Gemara wonders, how come there's knas? We should say lo shili isha isha haruuya lo. We had two ways to explain the Gemara. We see more ramifications of this. The Gemara is asking that if it's not an isha ruuya lo, there should be no knas. We saw the din of isha ruuya lo gabe marrying her. The Gemara is now saying that gabe knas, it should be a condition of isha ruuya lo. So we have an answer that the Mishnah relies on ribuyim that were marbe chayvei lavin and chayvei krisus. The Shlokish said naira naira ha naira, as Rashi explains. It says naira the first time and says ha naira again later in the parsha. So chad l'gufe, and then you have the other two, one for chayvei lavin and chayvei krisus. Rav Papa learns it from the parsha mefata besula besulos ha besulos. I just want to acknowledge Avi, you're back after Shabbat Bachus week. I had months to do it before, so we're very happy to have you with us. Mazel tov. You'll be voted by Yisrael.
Amen.
Yeah. Rav Papa says, Besula, Besulos, HaBesulos. So again, we have three ribuyim. One is Gugufe, and the other two for the Chayv Lam and Chayv Krisus. Okay, now the Gemara says, why did Rav Papa not learn Rish Lakish? The Gemara brings the din of Abaye, that you need Hanaira for the din of Abaye. Ba'aleh Omei Sapatuk. So I want to focus a minute on this. The Gemara is going to soon come back to this and say, really, same way Rav Papa didn't want to learn from Rish Lakish, from the Hanaira, because you need for Abaye, the Gemara turns back soon and says to Rish Lakish, after all, you do need it for Abaye. So because of this, and the Gemara goes back in the other direction as well, that on Rav Papa you need it for the Gzeirah Shavah. So the Gemara ends up saying that there are really six ribuyim, and then you can work it out that way. So we had a Kideger's question we mentioned yesterday. This halacha that the Gemara quotes of Abaye. Abaye says, Ba'aleha umei sapatu. Shenema v'nasan lavi anaira, lavi anaira v'lo lavi mesa. So it means that if the naira dies before a mother bedin, there's no din of knas, no chiyuv knas. So from this Gemara, it sounds like it's a davar muskam, it's a davar pashat, that this is a halacha, it's Abaye taught us the halacha, and it's clear, and ad kedei kach, that Rish Lakish should also have to acknowledge this, and therefore, how could he learn out from Hanaira? You need it for Abaye. Rav Kiveiga points out that it's far from simple. So if you look in the sugya later, Lamed Ches on the base, where Abaye's din is brought, the Gemara immediately mentions after Abaye's halacha, Nosa de Pshita le Abaye me Baye le Rav. Now, exactly where is Baye le Rav? That has to wait a little bit for Lamed Ches and Aleph, exactly till we get to what was it that was Baye le Rav. But meanwhile, the Gemara says it wasn't something that Rava necessarily accepted. Maybe it's kedai to see it already. It'd be easier to be able to talk about the Inyan. Let's look at what the Gemara says, just be kitzer. So the Gemara initially says, what did Rava say? Rava had a shayla as follows. Yes, beggar bekever or ein beggar bekever. What does that mean? So it seems to mean, what happens? She died, and then some time elapses. Had she still been alive, she would become a bogeris by now. So now, do we say that the halacha bagris takes effect subsequent to her death? My nafgamina. The Gemara originally sets up the nafgamina as that if she had a child. So can she be morish this to the child? Now, the Gemara goes to a whole shak of Itariah, not for us right now, a whole shak of Itariah in terms of the metzius of whether, in fact, a girl at this age could have a child. This is a sugi that appears numerous times in Shas. Shalish nashim mishamshus b'moch. Could it be possible? And the Gemara ends up saying, you're right. It doesn't really work out that you can have such a case of a Naira who would have had a child, and then she's a Bulgaris only, and she becomes quote unquote a Bulgaris. She's not alive anymore, and then there's a child that would have been born prior to that. So you really can't have such a nafkamina at all about a child being Yorish. So the Gemara says, so what would be the way to express the Shaila? So go down about 15 lines from the top of Lametes. The Shaila of Yesh Beger Bekever is not in terms of giving it to the child, but in terms of what? Whether Upaka Av, Odim Ein Beger Bekever Velo Upaka Av. In other words, what does Bagrus do? Bagrus is Motsi Merisus Av. That's clear. So now, the question is, the Bagrus didn't happen Mechayim, quote unquote, right? She died, and then the time passed. Had she still been alive, she'd become a Bulgaris. Is Bagrus Chal the Kevin? In terms of what inyan? Whether Paka Av or not. Nu, if you stopped right now in the Gemara, and that was Rava's Shaila, does this mean that Rava's Shaila is in Abaye's din? Or Rava clearly agrees or disagrees with Abaye? What's clear to you from now, at this point in the Gemara? What was Abaye's din? Abaye said a din, clear-cut halacha, that if it's shas hamadah b'din, she's no longer in b'chayim, then there's no halach of knas at all. Now Rava raises a question of what? Yesh beger bekever or ein beger bekever. So what's the nafkamina if the father's schus is lost with the quote-unquote bagrus, that's bekever. That's the shayla. So what does this say regarding Abaye's din? The fact that Rava's question is revolving around what issue? Of yesh beger bekever or ein beger bekever? Does Bagrus take effect if she's not alive anymore? But do you say there's a chalos Bagrus now that's motzi mishus av? So what's motzi mishus av according to this? According to one side of Rava's shayla, the quote-unquote Bagrus bekever is motzi mishus av. So what does that suggest about what would Rava say about Abaye's din? No? He's mesupik? Or he's certain about it, one way or the other? What did Abaye say? If she dies, then there's nothing to talk about. Then there's no din knas. So what are we saying right now? Rava agrees or disagrees? What? Obviously disagrees. No. What's the side of Rava that you would not get knas? Why? Because the Bagrus takes effect, but Kevin. And what did Abaye say? Mesa pater. So at this point, it's not correct to say that Mosa de Pshita Lega Abaye Mibaye Lega Rav. It's not that Rav is Mesupik. Rav is clearly at odds with Abaye. Correct? So in a chenami, this is really what the Gemara meant before was not what we are right at this point to the Gemara. It's the next one of the Gemara. This is all pointed out by Rashi. You'll see in a minute in the Rashi. Right after the Gemara lays out Rava's Shaila, now the way Rava is presented at this point, it's clearly not like Abaye. So this is making Rav Kibbeg's Kasha even stronger. In other words, it's not even a suffix by Rava. Abaye is incorrect as far as Rava is concerned. But now the Gemara says as follows. There's another way that you can understand the Shaila of Rava and frame it differently. The next line, Mar Baravashi Boi Lohochi. Mar Baravashi, he explained the Shaila of Rava in a different way. How was the Shaila of Rava formulated thus far? Yesh beger bekever, or ein beger bekever? Right? What do we say? It means, does Bagrus take effect? The Bagrus is motzi mishus av. Does it happen bekever? Says Mar Baravashi, that's not how you should frame the question. Rather, boi lahachi. The Shaila of Rava was presented as follows. Here are the two sides of the Shaila. Nisa osa bagrus o ena osa bagrus. Take. What's the Shaila? Does Nisa create the same status that bagrus does? Rashi says, look here, Rekadai, look at the Rashi. Ma ba Ravashi, lo ba'i la ba'i de Rava mishum beger bekever. That's not how he formulated Rava's Shaila. Ella, in Mesa Benarusa, if she would die while she's still a Naira, before Mother Bedin, mi paka ki bagrus de mechayim. Olo. So the shaila is, does this equate with bagrus? That's the shaila. It says Rashi now, lahai lishna demar baravashi aliba de rava. It's according to this version of Rabbi Shaila, Amru Le'el, that the Gemara made that comment before, of what? Of Nusa de Pshita Le'elabai, Nibai Le'elarab. The Ilu Lishnakama, the first version of Rabbi Shaila, Mifshat Pshita Le'elarab, the Misa Lo Mafka. Rabbi would for sure hold that Misa doesn't take away from the Shusa Avu de Loka Abaya at all. Kosman Shalo Bagra, you need Bagras to do it. Bechi Kamibayle, Bebege Bekever Kamibayle, if it can be Chal Bagras Bekever. But now the shaila is something else. Now you can say the shaila is what? That of Rava. Misa osa bagrus, osa din bagrus, de mafka koach av ki bagrus, mahu. Do we say that misa osa bagrus? Now what does this suggest about the nature of Abaya's din? Now this is quite interesting. Again, if you didn't have this whole flow of Gemara, if you saw Abaya's din for itself, the Torah says that if the girl dies before Mother Bedin, Pater from Knas. How would you have explained the Shaila? The way the Gemara seems to link it to the Shaila that Rava raised, as Rabbi Ravashi explained it, is, does Misa accomplish the same thing as Bagrus accomplishes? In other words, what does Bagrus do? Bagrus is Motzi Mirshus Av. The Shaila is, does Misa do the same thing? So it comes out, what is the Torah saying according to Abaye in the Verus HaKasuf of Vinasim Lavi Anar V'lo Lavi Mesa? What is it saying in effect? That the Misa is the same thing as Bagrus. And the Misa is Motzi Merishus Av. Is that really how you have to understand it? How else could you understand it? Is it the same halacha as Bagrus? Bagrus is Motzi Mirshus Av. But we have another din, a Xeris HaKasuf. The what? The Naira is not alive. Shas, Hamad of the din. So there's a Ptur and Knas. What does that mean? I don't know. Does it mean that the Mis is Motzi Mirshus Av? Who says it means that? What does it mean? So maybe Xeris HaKasuf. There's no din of Knas. The Torah is Patris and Knas. Or you could say it in a different way. This also is totally a little bit in the Indian of the Schia of the Father. But to the extent that the Torah awards certain benefits, certain financial benefits that accrue to the girl, the Torah awards to the father. That's the din that the Gemara learns out in fourth parak from the Pasuk Binureha Beis Aviha. We mentioned it a few times, right? It's on Mem Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara learns out. The Mishnah says, "Ha'av zakei bebito, bekidusheha, bekesef, bestar bebiya, zakei bebitziyasa, b'masiyadeh, b'afaras nidareha." The Gemara brings in that Mishnah the drasha of binureha beisavia koshvach neurim leavia. One could understand that the father gets the money of the knas midin shvach neureha. Could be the Torah says that if she dies, then the father lost his, he doesn't have that privilege to get the shvach ne'urim of the daughter. Is it the pshat because it's like bagrus, because she left his rishus? As far as the technicality of being in his, maybe she's still in his rishus. You have to know what nafkaminas could be from this, but okay. But the halacha is the Torah says he doesn't have the right to get that shvach ne'urim. This is not my own svar, these possibilities. It's Rav Chaim. We're not going to go through the Rav Chaim. I'm just telling you, there's a Rav Chaim on the Rambam. The Rambam who paskins this halacha of Abaye in the end of Perek Aleph of Naira. So that's halacha, I believe, in the Rambam. So if Chaim tries to understand the nature of this din of Abaye, and he goes back and forth in different possibilities, he writes as follows. Initially, he says, the first venira is, the dasa rabam hi, tahach de avi hanayr v'lo avi mesa, ein ze bitul schus av. It's not that the Torah is being mevatel the schus of the father. Ki im dav gzeiros hakosav lifter miknas. V'inach inami, dehi b'shus aviha. She dies, she's in b'shus of the father. V'rak, the b'mesa hanayra nifter haboel. If the Naira dies, the Boel, whoever it is parted from pay. Then he says, Od Yeshu Omar, next paragraph, but that's a Rambam, the Be'emes hach dina de la via Naira v'lo v'mesa ain't a din p'tur shel knas. Ki im da havi din bitu s'chusa'av. It is a bitu s'chusa'av. But he wants to know, but what's the gather of this halacha? It's not the same as din bagus. Why? The shiny din bituzemi din bagrus. The din bagrus yisodo hu hafka mirishus av. The din bagrus is what? It takes her out of the rishus av. Bagrus is by definition, she now is an adult. She's no longer under the jurisdiction, halachic jurisdiction of her father. Ma she'enkin b'meisa hanayra lo hufka mirishus al krav. V'rat de kachu gzeres hakosuv. That what? The b'meisa in the ha'av din zechias mamon shel shvach ne'urim sheba. The father doesn't have the din to be privileged in the shvach ne'urim. After adai the Hebrew shusa, avol ein din zechias mamon b'meisa. The Chaim is dealing with the question of boshes supagam. The Rambam doesn't sound like it's going to pat from boshes supagam, only from knas. So he's trying to say these different possibilities in the Rambam. Either it's stamadin, she's part of from knas, or it's a din that the father lost his koach to be zoche, but not, understand, not in the same mechanism as bagus. Rav Chaim has to struggle with the sugya. The pashtus is, you read the Gemara, you just read the Rashi with me, right? What does it seem from the Gemara? Nilsa de pshita le'la abaye mibayile le'rav. And what was the shayla of Rav that the Gemara is referring to? As Ma'abar Rav Ashi formulates it, what was the shayla, quote unquote? If Misa Osa Bagrus. Translate, Misa Osa Bagrus, meaning that what happens with Bagrus happens with Misa, meaning that if she dies, that's called a Yitzhiya Mishusav. So that's the Shaila. And Abaye was saying one way, and Rava was Misupik. Chaim is saying, based on the Rambam, a very different reading. You have to know how to read now the Gemara. The Rambam brings the din of Bagrus in the second paragraph. Amda b'din halacha tezvav as well, both halacha tezvav. Amda b'din v'tava oso v'achakach bagra onisas harein shel av v'imesa av, and so on. Now it's interesting. Does the Rambam bring a makor for that in the pasuk? No. In Perek Aleph, bal el mesa is a pater min aknas shenemar. That's the drasha that Abai gave us. Halacha tezvav of Perek Beis. He just gives you the din of bagrus. So what does it sound like? The din of bagrus. You don't need a pasuk. Rabbi Tadeger was asking in our Gemara that the Gemara could have quoted a different drasha. Where does it say there's such a drasha? It could be Bagrus is motzi mishus av. That's a svar. We know it's Bagrus motzi mishus av. It's not a pasuk. There's another din that mesa pater, and that's a din of the pasuk that Abaye learns out. The Rambam seems to say that, but Rabbi Tadeger, of course, notes from Rashi and Tosis in this sugya. Rashi and Tosis learn that the din of Bagrus, Motzi Mishus Av, is also learned from the Pasuk, that is Lavi HaNaira. And it goes, again, if you learn that it's all one halacha, then understand, the Pasuk is telling me two things. Or maybe only one thing. for sure it's telling me that Bagris is Motzi Mishasav. It might also be telling me that Misa is Motzi Mishasav. If Misa also Bagris. Notice that there's all these possibilities, how to understand the relationship between these two halachas. Let's just look a little bit back in the Gemara. We'll take everyone's question in a minute. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara brings the Shaila of Rava. Fine. Then the Gemara has the following question. What about the following case? Now, what do we know? We've seen this already in the Tosfos on Amud Aleph. Nis'arsa v'nisgarsa. What's the halacha? So, either three shitas. Well, let me backtrack for one second. We're just going to backtrack for one second. I want to point something else out. The din of Baal Leha Umesa Pater says that there's no knas to anybody, right? That's the din, Pater. The din of Baal Leha and then Bagra, Kodesh Amda Bedin. So we'll soon see in Rashi Tosis, that's also from the Pasuk. The Rambam doesn't quote the Pasuk there. What's the din over there? Pater from knas? No. What's the din over there?
She gets it.
So what's the difference? What? So you could start thinking, well, it's a lamdish difference. It's a different halacha. The din of Baal Leha and Bagra, that's a din that she's mostly, she goes out of Shasaf, so she gets it. The din of Baal Leha Umesa is a din of Ptur and Knas. Or you could start thinking that if it's one halacha, the basic halacha is that she go to her, but there's no her. And if you hold, she can't be Morishit, the Kever, so that's it. So that's more or less what the Rashash is saying. He's not coming to answer the Kibbeg's Kasha per se, but he notes, what's the difference? Other Achronim deal with this question as well. What's the difference between the two drashes? It's all coming from the Pasuk. Now, let's talk about Nis'arsa for a second. What's the halacha, as we said, Nis'arsa, the Nis'garsha, and then Baal Leha? So we have how many Shitas? Three Shitas in Tanoi. Yossi Aglili says,
okay.
Pater no Chiva Knas at all. Rabbi Akiva the Masnisim says, Kiva the Brisa says Knasalavia. That's all when it happened before the Maisa of being Ma'anisa, right? Before anything. What's the Gemara suffix here? Ba'aleha. Before Hamada Bedin, what happens? Then this Arsa. Does anything change? That's the Shaila of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what kind of Shaila is that? Does it say in the Pasuk, V'nasan Lavia Naira Ashelo Arusa? So now she's an Arusa, but she's still a Naira. As long as she's still a Naira at the time of the Bedin, who cares if she's an Arusa? So Gemara says, no, Utamech, for you, Hadesanya, we do have the following din, which is clear cut. Ba'aleha v'niseis, then la'atzma. What happens if after the Maisa, the Isma'anisar, she goes and marries somebody else and she's an Asua now? So the din is that she's, that what, who gets the knas? But miksiv nasa avianar shelo nesua. So, and yet you see that it does change. The halacha does change. Say Gemara, no comparison. Hachi hasta hasam over there. We understand well why the halacha will be that it will change. Hasam ho ubagris motziyem mirushus av v'nisuin motziyem mirushus av ma bagris bolel ubagra laatzma. And here the Gemara makes it's clear. That's the Mishnah, the fourth parak. The Gemara doesn't tell us how we know it. So too, it's pashut af nisuin baal leha v'niseis la'atzma. So there's nothing to talk about. Nisuin is the same as bagus. However, be'erisin, it's not necessarily that she's totally out of the rishus ha'av. The din is hafaras nedarim, the av still has rishus. Yes, we know there's halachas according to some tanaim, that halacha could change if he's arusa beforehand, but maybe as far as after is concerned, there's no difference. We can't compare it to the case of Nisua, and just like by Bagris, so too by Nisua, it's clear it changes afterwards. See, here is what Rashi and Tosus fill in and tell us that there is, in fact, a makar, that Bagris is Motzi Mishus Av. Rashi writes, Bagris Motzi Mishus Av. What's the Rashi Nagamar? Hasam, we understand well by a nesua that she'll get the knas. Ha'wil bagrus motzi mishasav nesua motzi mishasav. Just like by bagrus la'atzma sotu by nesua. Says Rashi. Bagrus motzi mishasav. The motzi mishasav zichsa lo tor bebito elo mecher bekanus l'shashvach k'don knas masidav benayrus. Avol bebagrus lo askecha. So first Rashi says go ask if he came into the zichsa lo Torah anan mecher teisalan v'zakosu. So you can't give it to him. He has no right to get it. So just and as soon as Motzi Mishasav, so just like over here, Baal Leha Kishehi Naira. So it sounds like from Rashi that the father doesn't get it. From this Rashi, it sounds like the father doesn't get it because Bagus Motzi Mishasav finished. Doesn't sound like Rashi's using a pasuk yet, but Rashi a minute later says Baal Leha Kishehi Naira Ubagra LaAtzma Dichsiv. The nasan isha shochiv imala via naira in naira he b'shas nesina. What's the pshat? Rashi said before that bagrus is motzi misvar mishasav. No, what's the difference? Because over here, what's the difference? Rashi starts by saying bagrus is the father has no right to be zoche the bagrus from his daughter, and here Rashi says it's because she, the pasuk says. Lavia Naira. Now, what's the difference? When the Maisa happened, she was a Naira. So now, maybe it's enough that the father could be Zoche because he was Zoche Machmas, the Maisa of there was Ma'anisa. So the Torah is saying, oh, Lavia Naira, she, the Shechia is B'Shasa Mother Bedim, and therefore, if at that time she's a Bogeres, there's no schi of the father. So you do need the pasuk. That you, the Hamad of Bedin is critical, she has to be a Naira at that time. So that's the pasuk according to Rashi. Tosu says the same thing. Ma Bogeres, Bogel, Bogro, La'atzma. To Hamatina Bogeres, Yotze, Mishusav, Rin, Mammon. So he says, "Nu hachanam in nesuin motziyim mishus avrigin mamon." So why do you have to learn out from Bulgaris? Say the same thing, misvar. The answer is, "Balel Bulgaris laatzma" is from the pasuk laviyanai v'lovi Bulgaris. So here the Rishonim are bringing in the drasha when it comes to Bulgaris. So now, let's understand the relationship between the halachas. Ba'aleha umesa pater according to Abaye, because of the pasuk laviyanai v'lovi mesa. We have a din of Balehu Bagra La'atzma because of the pasuk V'nasan Lavi Anaira V'lo Lavi Bogeres. Abaye's halacha is not universal. Rava was misupik about it. Maybe Bagrus Osa Misa Osa Bagrus, maybe not. From the pasuk Shad Nigmar, it sounds like the yisod of Abaye's din is that the Misa is Motzi Mishas Av. From the Gemara, you could have learned all kinds of other ways. But then, what seems clear in the Gemara is that there's a din of Bagrus Motzi Mishas Av, and even though the Maisa happened when she was a Naira, but if Hamad Abedin, she was a Bogeres, that's the Pasuk. So now, Kivegar asked, why does the Gemara, in this discussion, in our Gemara, this only reference the din of Abaye? Why doesn't the Gemara reference the din of Bulgaris, which is learned from the same pasuk? No, any thoughts? Yeah, Yossi. Go ahead. So the Chora, you're asking, I'll tell you what you're asking. Seemingly, you should need two separate drashas. In other words, how can you use one drasha to learn two separate halachas? And from this Gemara, it sounds like you only need to use up one and everything else works out. Because now you have the two left for the Chayvei Lav and Chayvei Krisus. Why don't you need two separate drashas? That's what you're asking.
According to Rabbi, he said that Musa acts from the text the same change that the Babrus does, and therefore he refers to Musa as
What was that?
Just like Babrus is able to see her and, I guess, like, all of her monetary beings from Rosh Hashanah. Likewise, Misa is also.
That's one take on Abai. Again, as I said, the Rambam, the Chaim and the Rambam seem to learn differently, but the reading the Gemara and sounds from Rashi and Tosis this way, that the Geder of the din of Bolel Mesa Pater is like the din of Bagrus. Who says it for sure? Let me tell you. Who did you see that says this absolutely for sure? That's the halacha. It's one and the same halacha,
sure.
Even though the Rashash. That's what the Rashash said. Rashash wonders, why is it when it comes to the drasha Velova Vilgeres, we darshan it one way, that it goes to her. And when it comes to the halacha of Velova Vimesa, we darshan it differently. They hear it, you're putter. So one could have said, it depends on the lumdus of the din, and each din is determined by what the underlying lumdus should be. And here it's a din of Yitzhiya Mirshus Av, so it goes to her. And here it's a din of Ptur of Knas. One could have said it like that. The Rashash says it really is one halach. Lavianar v'lovi v'lovi mesa pierced the patu l'gami. V'had Rashi n'gam ke mizer v'lovi bulgaris, like Tosus Lamites, and Rashi there. And there lo miftu l'gami elu didohavi, gabi mesa nami didohavi, elu. He ain't a bechayin. Uknas rab mamon who goes to Rabbanav, like Rashi says in Lamites, which is not so simple. That whole inyan. There's different shitas of that. Tosis has a shita of Yalava, and that maybe there is such a possibility of being moish knas. But I'll call upon him. If you hold ain't a the moish knas Rabbanav, there's really no nafkamina, so you can say it's one and the same halacha. So according to Rashash, it is one halacha. Bagrus, and that's in the Lashon HaGemara. Misa Osa Bagrus. The girl is not in the Rishus of the father anymore. The same way Bagrus is Motzi, Misa is Motzi. Rava was Mesupik. Abaya was sure. This is exactly against Rav Chaim's take on this halacha. Rav Chaim said, both approaches of Rav Chaim were assuming that there's no halacha by Baal Ehu Mesa that the Misa is Motzi Mirshus Av. As far as that's concerned, she's still Brishus Av even after she dies. Nafkaminas will have to figure out a chol of other things. But the halacha is one of two possibilities, says Rav Chaim. Either that it's tam a ptur and knas, or it's a halacha that the father is not going to get the privileges of the Shvach Ne'urim if she's no longer alive. But not the halacha bagrus, not the halacha that she went out of Rishus Av. It's not. Then, but the Gemara says that what Baya was sure about, Rava was not sure about. Sounds like Rava's shaila was itself about the lumdus of Abaye, whether it was correct or not. So when you read the Gemara, you get the impression that the din of Abaye is one side of Rava's shaila. Namely, that what did Abayas din say? Abayas din stated that the Misa is equal to Bagrus. According to Rashi and Tosis, that would seem to be the gather of the din, and it's the drasha v'lovavi bogeres, v'lovavi mesa, and it's one and the same halacha according to the Rashash, and you're asking, but if maybe you should eat two psukim. That's what you're asking. So, let me just, Danny, go ahead.
I haven't answered the question.
Go ahead, yeah.
So we said in our Mishnah, it goes according to Rabbi Meir, connects the dinim of Mecher and Kenas.
Yeah.
So if we're connecting them on, you know, whatever level we are, then Mecher is definitely a Yitzhiya Mirishos, so Kenas would also be a Yitzhiya Mirishos.
But Mecher, we're talking about if she's Mechura, what are you talking about? He can't sell her. He can't sell already by Nairus. It's a different halacha. That's a different halacha. That she's but she already by Nairus, not Bagrus. Even by Nairus, he can't sell her. That she's being Simon and she's Yotza. So I don't know if that's going to help us. If to think it through, you're saying. I did see something interesting. The Gilyonus of the Chazon Ish could be related to Yossi's question. on this Reb Chaim, the back of the Reb Chaim, they bring the notes of the Chazon Ish. He's more or less he wonders about this issue as well. He says that the pshat is as follows in Abaye. Abaye holds that Misa is Osa Bagris. This is not Rav Chaim's take on Abaye. Again, this is where you hear the basic outlines of the different approaches. Rav Chaim's take on Abaye's din, Abal El Mesa Patr, is not a halacha of what's stated later in the Gemara as one side of Rav's Shaila. Even the Gemara says, Mibayle Rava, but the Lumbus is different. Rav's Shaila was stated in terms of whether Misa Osa Bagris, as Rav Ashi explained it. And Abaye's din is a different halacha. The Chazon Ish wants to say more, it's one halacha, which means that Abaye learns Kedavar Pashut, that Misa Osa Bagris. So therefore, in terms of Yossi's question, why don't you need a separate Gzeres HaKasuv, Baal Leho Mesa, Patur, if you need a drasha for that, and need another drasha, Baal Leho Bagra. He says, no, it's one halacha. Abaye holds Misa Osa Bagris, therefore he's able to see in the same Pasuk another layer, that Baal Leho Mesa Patur. V'hayno de Mbaile Lerava Misa Osa Bagris. Ulechora kasha. How could Rava have the shayla? Abaya mikra yalef, and the cross is the pasuk is extra. Kid the Amar daf chav tesa mebeis. Our Gemara, elo kra bol el bagra onises. Elo dik Abaya gan bol el mesa bechlau ze. In other words, Abaya just because Abaya was misvara convinced that misa is equivalent to bagrus, so he. In the pasuk that's teaching us that if the mice happened when she was a naira and she was yotza mirshuso before what point? Hamadah bedin. So he's patur. The bowl is patur. So once the Torah is teaching me that in terms of the yitzia of mirshus av of bagris, that if she left mirshus av subsequent to the I act before hamadah bedin, so now you know that there's no din of knas, meaning you give it to her, not to him. So too, says Abaye, the same halacha will naturally plug into the pasuk by Baal El Mesa. This is perfectly like with the Rashash. In other words, it's really one halacha. It's one halacha. So now the kasha is no longer kasha, you need two psukim. It's one, once Abaye is convinced that Misa Osa Bagrus, so it's one din, it goes into the pasuk, it's the same halacha. It's the same halacha. Oh, now you consider now you have to consider Rabbi Kivega's kasha. So why is the Gemara called Abaye? Abaye's din is subject to a suffix of Rava. No, why was Rava misupak on this halacha? Because Rava wasn't sure whether or not Misa Osa Bagrus. So Rava can accept what halacha? That Bagrus subsequent to the Maisa, before Amad Abedin, he's Pater, give her the Knas, not the father. But as far as Misa, he's not sure whether it's Osa Bagris. If it is, then it goes into the Pasuk. If it doesn't, it doesn't go into the Pasuk. Says the Chazon Ish. So we have a beautiful answer to give his kasha. Why? Because in Achanami, when the Gemara brings the drash of Abaye, the Gemara doesn't mean Abaye with Abaye's extra layer that he put into the Pasuk. The Gemara meant the drash of Abaye. The drash of Abaye is the same drash for Bulgaris. Except by Babu Geras, no one went and spelled out the Makar being the Pasuk. Abaye spelled out the Makar together with his extra application of that drasha. The Gemara never had to be Meshubad to Abaye's extra application of the Pasuk to say what it says in our sugya. The Gemara just wanted you to understand this is the halacha like Abaye. Like Abaye, meaning. He spelled out the din with all of what he thought would be its applications. If you don't want to extend it as far as he did, so extend it for a little less. But the Gemara is still fine. You need one drasha, one ribui for Hanaira, and not if at that time she's already left the Rishus, be it Bulgaris, be it Nes. That's what he wants to say. The Hadehe Vil be Gemara, it doesn't go up to Kivega, but this is the question. Hadehe Vil be Gemara, Chavtes, Lahada Abaye, the Lohevi Masnisin. What Mishnah? Lo, he speak a lamed bedin at shabagra, harin shalatzma. You need it for that din of the Mishnah. that if she left the Rishus, she's a Bulgaris before her mother Bedin, this goes to her. Mishum, da Abaye Dorishua mehai kra, umeha da Abaye yadinan taima demasnisin. Now that Abaye gave us his drasha, where he already plugged it into the case of Mesa, now we understand, as Rashi and Tosis point out, the reason for the Mishnah. So I'm just showing you that there are different ways to go in terms of relating the halachas of Abaye and the din of Bagra. But the way it seems in the Chazunish, the way it seems in the Rashash, it's one halacha. And it could very well be that you need the pasuk for all of it, but you don't need two psukim. It's one pasuk. The pasuk is machadesh to you that if there was a yitzir mirshus av before mother bedin, then there's no chiyuv knas to the father anymore because she left the rishus and the chiyuv is not completed till mother bedin. So really, the Gemara, for all we know, Gemara means the drasha bogeres. I mentioned yesterday in Shir, I found in the Rashi, Betoch HaDvarim, he quotes the Gemara and he mentions the drasha bogeres. So Mikveg is making a big deal about the fact that the Gemara didn't mention bogeres. According to this, Rabbi really gave us the makkah for Bulgaris also, and he spelled it out for his halacha. Why is it that we don't accept Abaye necessarily? Rava wasn't sure, because he didn't assume necessarily that Misa osa bagras. All this is the Lokir of Chayim, and perhaps the Lokir Rambam. In other words, the Rambam may have had a different way of understanding the din of Abaye, and could be that for the Rambam, the din of Abaye is not predicated on the yisod of Misa osa bagras. The Gemara brings in that issue later in the sugya, but the yisod of Abaye's din is a separate halacha, a tour of knas, a hafkar that the father doesn't get the shvach neurim. But that's not the same thing as saying she left his reshus. It's that the father doesn't get the shvach neurim if mesa, but not that misa osa bagras. It's a different halacha. Again, these are a lot of details that we're leaving out. But that's, I think, two different ways that you could think about the halacha of Abaye vis-a-vis the din of ba'olah u'bagra. Okay. Is it clear? Both sides. Let me clarify. If there's anything that's not clear, let me make sure it's clear. Okay? It's too confusing, or it's just that?
So
the Chazon Ish, according to Chazon Ish, as I understand it, it's saying the following, that it's, if you assume that the two halachos, Baal Leha and Baal Graj, before Hamad Abedin, or Baal Leha Umesa, the premise is the same in both halachas. The halacha is stating that because she left Rishus Ha'ab before her mother Bedin, so the Ab is no longer going to be zoche in the money, even though at the time that the Maisa happened, he was entitled to the money, but since she left Rishus Ha'ab before her mother Bedin, that's the nature of both halachas. And again, I showed you the sugya. The Gemara does start off with Abaye's din, and then says Rav is misupik in Abaye's din, and the suffix of Rav was formulated in terms of which words, key words, whether Misa, Osa, Bagrus or not. So that would certainly lend itself very nicely to this take on the sugya, that it's one halacha. The Rashash clearly saw it that way. He says, really the drasha says that the far doesn't get it, so it goes to her. But if she's not alive, it can't go to her. So if it's not going to go to the Arshim, she can't be Morisha to the Arshim. It's one halacha. That it's a halacha of Yitzir Mishus Av. If you learn that, then what Abaye did in effect was he gave us the underlying makor for the halacha that if she leaves Rishus Av before her mother Bedin, the far is not entitled to Knas. Abaye, in his eagerness to apply it to the din of Mesa, because for Abaye, Misa is equal to Bagrus, Misa is Motzi Rishus Av. So Abaye formulated the din of Bolel Mesa Pater and gives you the drasha, and that drasha is the same drasha as Bagra, but Abaye, because he held that Misa does the same thing as Bagra, so he gave you the halacha on the case of Mis Mesa. When the Gemara quotes Abaye, the Gemara doesn't have to mean that we have to accept Abaye in terms of the svara that he was sure about, that Misa osa bagras. We want to disagree with that. Nothing has changed. Because once you see the two halakas as being this, reflecting the same lumdis, so even if you don't apply the lumdis to Mesa, because that's not a yitzir mishus av, so you can't tell me that she left mishus av. She didn't. So you can't tell me that the father lost his chutz because she left his mishus before her mother did. She never left his mishus. Okay, so quibble with that. But Abaye basically gave us the yesod that the pasuk is needed for. So apply it to Bagras, not to Mesa. So that's the Chazon Ish's answer to the Vegas Kasha. If you hold that the two different halachas, two different worlds, then you have to start thinking differently from the Kibegas Kash. It's possible. He says, again, a possibility. Remember, the Rambam never quoted a pasuk. Maybe it was pashut that Bagra, before Amad Bedin, the father loses. Maybe it's not a pasuk. It's only Rashi and Tosis that said that. Okay, so maybe the Gemara had no choice but to say Abaye. Or, alternatively, I didn't find it in the sheet, but I think he says it somewhere. Alternatively, it could be that the din of Bagra, you would know it even if the pasuk was not extra. Even if the pasuk is there with Gufe. Someone said yesterday something along these lines. I'll just give you a direction to answer the Kibegas Kasha. That if you want to learn that the two different halachas, Baaleho Mesa Pater is one halacha, Chaim's understanding possibly. Baaleho Bagra, it's a different halacha. That's Yitzir Mishrazat. No choice about it. But it could be that the din of Baaleho Bagra, that she gets the knas and not him, you would know that even if the pasuk is Lugufe as well. So the Gemara couldn't just fall back on that. But in order to use it as a drasha, the Gemara needed the drasha of Abaye. Okay, I'm not explaining it, but I'm just giving you a direction. But the way we're saying it now, again, as the Chazon Ish understands it, it's one halacha. Rashi and Tosafot sound like that way as well. And then the Gemara just means the din, that Yitzir Mishrazah before Amad Bedin is Pater from Knas. Okay. But Abaye spelled out the Makar for the din of the Mishnah in the fourth parak. Abaye also wanted you to know the din of the application of that halacha would be in the case of Mesa. We don't necessarily agree with him on that. The Rambam does agree with him. The Rambam paskins it. Could be because of the sugya. Better?
What's the second one? If you look at it as two, how does that...
If you look at it as two separate dinim, so, you know, you have to know where the chips are going to fall, but basically, it could mean that Baaleho Ubagra doesn't need a pasuk. What it certainly means is that Baaleho Ubagra is, the pshat is, it's chal yitzir mirshus av. That's where she gets it. Whereas the din of Baaleho Mesa is a different halacha. It's not the din of the tzad of Ravis Shaila of Misa Osabagras. It's a halacha that there's a ptur of knas, or alternatively, it's a halacha that the father no longer gets the shvach neurim of his daughter. Neither of which means that it was chal yitzir mirshus av. Okay? Good?
So then
Kibbeh's Kash has to be revisited. Then we have to try to think along the lines that perhaps the din of Baaleho Bagra, you don't need a new drasha for that. Either you can get it misvara, or you can get it even if the pasuk was there with Gufei, but if the Torah says, matter of fact, if we say with Laviha, for example, the Nasana Laviha, I would already know that she has to be a Naira, not a Bulgaris. Then as well, I wouldn't have the need for a new drasha, and therefore you wouldn't be able to say I used up one drasha. But when it says Avi Anar V'lovi Mesa, that's a different halacha. That's from the drasha that says Avi Anar V'lovi Mesa. That's how you have to start thinking in terms of a Kibbeh's Kasha if you're going to understand there's two separate halachas. Yes.
According to the Chazon Ish, why does he choose
Abaye? All Chazon Ish is saying is the Gemara is not taking sides in Abaye. The Gemara understands that Rava is misupik and Abaye is whether Abaye's din is correct. But this that Rava wasn't sure about Abaye is not because of the lumdus of the drasha. The lumdus of the drasha that if there's a Yitzir Mirshus Av subsequent to the act before Hamad Bedin, that there's no din to the father to pay knas, that's clear. That's the drasha of Abaye. But Abaye was willing to put into that drasha something which was based on an assumption that you don't have to accept. Because Abaye, the pasuk is basically saying one halach. if there's a Yitzhiya Mirshus Av after the onus happened, after he was Ma'anisar, before Mother Bedin, parted to give Knas Tifad. Now, whatever it is that goes into that formula, that template of Yitzhiya Mirshus Av, goes into the Pasuk. You don't need a new Pasuk for that. Because Abaye felt that Misa Osa Bagmas and was no doubt in his mind, so he was able to formulate the din with the Pasuk. If you don't accept that assumption, then you're not going to apply it to the case of Misa. That was the suffix of Rav. So the Gemara is not difficult. The Gemara quotes Abaye because the Abaye is giving us the basic halacha and the structure which has applications by Bagra, but the Gemara didn't have any drush and mention in the context of Bagra, because it just said in the Mishnah they did. It didn't tell us how we knew it. Abaye told us how we knew it by giving us an extra tier in that halacha, which we could accept or don't have to accept. But therefore, it's not such a big problem, the Gemara quoted Abaye, because Abaye spelled out the drasha, and we didn't have any other place to spell it out, but the application is going to be disputed. How far does it go? Okay, I think it should be clear. Yeah? Yoni.
Just on the Rishash, how would he explain Rava, the fact that Rava is holy on Abaye? It is some civil on.
Yeah, so more or less what we're saying, Rava was arguing Abaye. You know, it was clear to him that it's not a Yitzhiya Mishnah. Miss Misa is not Nosi Mishnah. That's it. The only shala he has is maybe Bagras could take effect after she dies. So 6 months elapses, and 6 months elapses, and now it's Chal Bagras Bikhevet. So the father lost his schus in her, and she went out of his mishus with the bagris that took place bekevin. That was how Rava's shayla was originally presented, which means that he completely disputes Abaye. The way the Mabar Avashi formulates Rava's shayla, the shayla is in whether or not we say that Misa is a Yitzhiya Mirshus Av.
Then how does it fit into our Gemara?
Because either way, the din of Abaye is reflecting a drasha in a pasuk. Abaye can apply it to a case that we might not feel is a good application of that principle. But the pasuk is still teaching us a principle that you need the pasuk to teach you. You don't want to say that way. Plug in Blovavi Bogaris. The Gemara didn't want to say Bogaris because you don't have anyone speaking about that din in the connection to a drasha. Abaye spoke about the drasha in the connection to a case of Mesa, which is debatable whether that would be a good application of the drasha. But the drasha is still valid.
So it's similar to the Chazanishin that we say that we take Abaye's drasha, we don't let it go a step further.
That's correct. That's what he's saying in answer to Giri's Kasha. Yeah, that's what he's... What I want you to know, again, we worked out the answer to Giri's Kasha. What you think about, begin to think about, the question that you think about, and you read this Gemara and Giri's Kasha, is does the halacha of Abaye reflect the very same halacha and the lumdis of Bala El Bagra? It's just an extension of it. It's one and the same halacha. Or is it a very different world? And that's what you see, not so simple. If it's the same halacha, we can finesse the kasha b'kibeger as we just did. Okay, let's see the Tosfos in here, yeah? Okay, naira ha-naira. So here we have a different way of darshaning than what Rashi says. This is Rishi Lakish. Naira ha-naira, Hirish Rabbeinu Chananel, Mechad naira darish kula milsa. We learn it all from one word, naira. And it's, you have to actually be gores as follows. Not the way the Dibra HaMaskel reads, that's the way Rashi was magia. Right? Rashi says, Hachi Gar Sinan, right? What is Rashi's Hachi Gar Sinan? It's very important to know what the words on the page are going to look like in the drashas. Rashi has three times naira with a hay, and the fourth time with two hays. The third time with two hays. In other words, naira is the first reference, Nara Bisula, and then the second time it says Hanara, so we look at that as two drushes, Nara and Hanara. But the Rabbeinu Chananel is getting it from one Naira as follows, Na'ar, in other words, Chaser, Nara without anything afterwards, Na'ara as if it would be Mole, and then the Hanara. So we look at the Hanara as that itself yields three drushes. What's the problem with this? The Einir Rabbeinu Tam. Dilok fiv na'ara male behe. Ela hu demotzi shemra lechudei. Kedemuchach besof pirkin. If you look in the Pesukim, Mekiseitse, the only time you have naira male is in the parsha motzi shemra. And all the other nairas in the various mitzvahs there in Kiseitse are written chaser. So how could you darshan as if it would be male? No. For this, they say, Rishon said, there's a notion called Yesh Eim LaMikra, Yesh Eim LaMasores, even the way that you read it can yield a drasha. So if you encompass the fact that it's read a certain way, and you, that could yield a drasha too, so maybe that's why you could darshan it as if it would have the hay. In any case, that was one kasha on the Rach, the Odik Shor Ben Yitzchak. Matzarah Chad L'Gufe. In other words, according to Rish Lakish, you have three. What's the three? Chad L'Gufa, one Chayv, one Chayv Krisis. But according to the Rach, everything is centered on the second word. The second time it says Hanara. Now, why would you say on the second time Chad L'Gufe? You don't need to say anything. It says Lavi, I could have said. As Rashi is according to Rashi, the Chad L'Gufe goes on the first time. Because it says, not, once you get to the second time, it says Hanara, it's not, you don't need the Gufe. So according to the Rach, if everything is coming from the second Hanara, Matzar Chad L'Gufa, Ha'ika Nara Achrina B'Parsha. In other words, if it said before, Kim San Ish Nara, then you don't need to say the word Nara at all to repeat. So then you really have three drashas and you're only using two of the three. Everyone hear the Kasha? That's the second Kasha. Again. The pasuk reads, "Ki yimsa ish nara besula shelo rasa." That's one time it says nara. Usfasa v'shal v'nimsal v'nasana ish shalchi malavi hanara. So according to Rashi, what's the drashas of Rish Lakish? That's the three drashas. It's the fact that it says nara in the beginning. That's one. We have to accommodate that, and then we have to do nara hanara the second time. So we have three. Chad l'gufe means the first time. You have to talk about what happened. It was a case of a Yimsa Ish Nara. That's one. Now the Nara Hanara, that it could have just said Lavia, not say Hanara. So now we have two more drashas from that. That's Rashi. According to the Rach, we're zeroing in on the second reference, which is Hanara. And that gives us three drashas. Why? Because you can darshan the fact that it would be written Chaser, and then you can darshan as if it would be Male, which is how we read it. Okay, let's just say like that. And then you have the Hey. So you have three drashas. So what do we say? Chad l'gufe. It means it has to say once, because it has to say it. It has to say the word. Now the extra two are chay v'chavrisis. Fetosus, second kasha tosus. What's chad l'gufe? You already have nara in the beginning. You can delete the whole word. You really have three drushes. Why are you only using two of them? Why is it chad l'gufe? Yeah, you have to say, you don't have to say the word nara anymore. You said it before. Yeah.
That kasha only works. According to Rabbi Hanan, who says that we're letting three from the second.
Correct. Okay. That's correct. Ella Pirsha Kutra Seeker. That's what Tosu says. Rashi is better. Because that's exactly the point. According to Rashi, the Chad L'Gufe is the first Naira, and then you have two for the other word, and you have two, so yeah, we're not two things. Besua, Besulos, HaBesulos. This is Rabbi Papa's Drasha. By Pirsha Mefata. So again, here, what did Rashi say here? The first beginning of the Pasuk, Hifati Ish Besula. And then it says later, Kimoar Habesulos. Kanami Piris. That's according to Rashi. So you have one Gufe, and then you have the other two, Chayvam Chavikrisis. Kanami Piris Rach, the Mechad Kra Nafki Kulu. Meaning, which one? Again, the second time, Kimoar Habesulos. So you have Besula, Besulos, and Habesulos. All from that second reference. The second kasha of the earlier Tosis, he asks over here. The other kasha was only about the other drash mishlokish. Naira is written chaser, but here the kasha is still that you don't need chad l'gufe. You have it before. You could have just said kimohar. Yeah, it could be here. It's not as difficult because it's strange to say kimohar. Maybe you have to say the word besul kimohar of who. Maybe the this point is not such a strong kasha. You had to say the word. Maybe Kamar wouldn't have really said it all. Maybe that's why the Chadul Gufei does make sense over here. But either way, the Rach learns everything from one word. Yes, Racham.
We say in defense of Rabbeinu Hanukkah that he's talking in the context of the Knas, meaning Benatala, Viha, Na'ara, Hamishim Kasev. That's in the context of the Knas. The Na'ara gets Hamishim Kasev. That's why it's Chadul Gufei in the context of Knas. That the Na'ara, even the Na'ara Kishara, would get a Knas. And same thing, Kasev Yishkol Kamara Bitulot. It's also
Lugufe means for Narak Shera. That's what you're saying it means. Lugufe just means for Narak Shera.
Right.
And you need why do you need a pasuk for that, though? I mean, if it didn't say the word, wouldn't you have to say something. If it said Naira earlier, so obviously the Kshera gets Knas. What do you need
So what do you need
the Gufe to tell me that? Why do you have to repeat the word Naira? Still the problem. If you said Naira in the beginning, and you would say Vinasam Lavia, so you know what? Kshera gets Knas. Because it says Naira before.
The pasuk has to be referring to the context of
Knas,
that
is Na'ara gets Knas. Yeah, but this is Vinasan La'Aviha Na'ira. Let's see, would say Vinasan La'Aviha. What would be missing? What are you adding with the Lugufe? What do you need to say? It's still strange, no? I don't know.
It's also more Meduyak in the Gemara, because when we say Abaye, Papa, we need the Darasha because of Abaye and Rish Lakish for the Gezerah Shabbat. Those two derashas that are presented are both on the second pasuk only. So it'd be more with Yaakov and Yamarat to say that.
The Gezerah Shabbat is on the second pasuk. That's correct. Okay.
And so is Rav Papa, La Biha Nahara, La Biha Nahara. So when we're saying that...
Yeah, so it sounds like, in that respect, Naira, sounds like everything is focused on that. And why can't... But what's wrong with saying, like, Rashi, that the original... Yeah, but it just means that the first word is going in the earlier reference, and the next two words are going in the later reference. So terrible. Okay, we still have to know what to answer to Tosis' questions. Okay. Okay, the next Tosis, everyone did it, right? L'chad rasuye chai v'lavin. No? Yes? No. Okay. Okay, questions. Yeah, I want to try to move a little bit because we have just a few days to Rosh Hashanah and then just a few days to Yom Kippur, so I want to definitely, Mitzvashim, go through, you know, the sheet. So try to pick up a little bit in the pace, and we'll get through the Mitzvah. Okay.